You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Got another big storm on its way this weekend that will drop rain here in the valleys and a significant amount of snow in our mountains.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, the rain that we're seeing here along the valleys this morning is just a precursor to what we're going to see really ramp up on Sunday. KSL meteorologist Devin Mashuli says we'll see widespread rain kick in Sunday morning with a chance to pick up an inch of it in Salt Lake City by Monday morning with strong winter weather in our mountains.
We have accumulating snowfall for our mountains up to about a foot, even higher than that in the Cottonwoods, saying 20 to even 30 inches of snow will be possible.
Devin also says we could see potentially a trace to an inch of snow on the benches, if you can believe it. Rain is expected to linger into Monday and Tuesday, highs only in the 50s. We may not see 60 again until Thursday. Live in Salt Lake City, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Adam. But before that mountain snow, we're actually going to get a warm day, and that's good news for Star Wars fans.
May the 4th be with you, and it will be tomorrow, as temperatures will be the warmest they will be all week, reaching a high near 80 degrees. Several celebrations will be held both indoors and outdoors tomorrow, including Star Wars parties at the Clark Planetarium and Cinco de Mayo activities planned outdoors in Draper, Clearfield, and Ogden.
As we told you a minute ago, tomorrow's high expected to be 78 degrees.
KSL's top national stories now. We are getting reports this morning of more severe flash flooding in parts of East Texas. I was just looking at that on the monitor. This man says the water rose to about 5 feet in his home. It reminded him of what happened during Hurricane Harvey in 2017.
Yeah, the water rose pretty quick. It's almost at Harvey levels right now. It came and went. I mean, I can't even speak right now. It's crazy how far it went up.
Some areas in Texas have seen over 7 inches of rain in less than 24 hours.
Court case today could decide if Phil Lyman will need to pick a new person as his running mate as he takes on Governor Cox in the upcoming primary.
The candidate is challenging the state after an independent advisor said his would-be Lieutenant Governor Lane Bangeter is ineligible to run. Bangeter reportedly violated state residency requirements. He has not lived in Utah for the past 5 years and only moved back to the state in 2021. He acknowledged that he did not meet their requirement, but the pair is still arguing he should be eligible to run. The ruling must come today or Monday at the latest so the ballots can be printed and sent out by May 10th. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Democratic congressional candidate Brian Adams has dropped out of the 2nd Congressional District race. He withdrew his campaign after winning the party's nomination because of pushback for his views on issues that don't align with the rest of the party. The Utah Democratic Party says they will pick a new nominee.
Could you afford your current home if you bought it today? KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson tells us a lot of people are saying no.
A new poll from Yahoo Finance says 40% of Americans would not be able to afford their current homes. One of Utah's biggest issues is supply and demand. But that aside, why is the entire country feeling the pinch? And are home sellers just trying to take advantage of a difficult market?
You know, you think, well, builders don't take so much freaking profit. But if you took off the regulation accounts for 40% of the value in a home.
Principal broker for JDL Development, Jaron Davis, says everything from windows to wood to HVAC systems are more heavily regulated than ever before, driving up the costs of materials. This, combined with the housing shortage, is putting buyers between a rock and a hard place. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic now, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now, traffic on I-15 still clear. If you're going to be taking the freeway this morning, there's nothing to slow you down. Crashes have been very few and far between. Right now, I don't actually see any causing delays other than you're just seeing more people up and about on 3500 South in West Valley. Even SR-92, just a little bit of backup. We've had it coming down the hill this morning, especially just before you get to I-15. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A doctor at Utah's New State Prison is concerned there won't be enough room for disabled prisoners. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with that story. Michael?
Tim, I took a tour of one of the prison's new facilities with Mark Wisner, a director with Correctional Health Services. The building is up to ADA standards, but Wisner says there won't be enough room for inmates who have aged into disability. He suspects that population will grow as Utah's population grows. For now, Wisner says the best thing we can do is educate ourselves and our representatives about the issue.
We could use all the involvement with the community and with our lawmakers to ensure that we're moving in the right direction.
Wisner says transitional services for released disabled prisoners also need a major boost. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
The former police officer in charge of finding J.J. Vallo is expected to take the stand today in the Chad Daybell trial. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe reports from Boise.
Sergeant David Stubbs says he first saw Lori Vallo in November 2019 when looking for her brother as part of a shooting investigation. He testified that he saw Lori and Chad go into a shop together in Rexburg holding hands, but he never saw any children. This was just a few days before they got married in Hawaii. Stubbs also testified during Lori Vallo's trial last year and said that Lori had been searching for wedding dresses online the day of Tammy Daybell's funeral. So we already have an idea of what he could say today, but could learn more about how this all involved Chad. He's charged with the murder of Tammy and Lori's two children, JJ and Tylee. Reporting in Boise, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
The Drug Enforcement Administration says people in Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana turned in over 12,000 prescription drugs during their latest take-back program. The idea is to keep those dangerous drugs away from people who may abuse them.
College graduates around the state are picking up their diplomas, but what jobs offer the most money in the state? KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Amanda, wage numbers for these grads are going to vary widely. They could be earning around $9.50 an hour as a recreation worker or almost $60 an hour as a database architect. This is from data assembled by the Department of Workforce Services. Technical workers in fields from movie making to mental health trend toward lower wages, hovering below the $17 range. But that goes up substantially more when jobs deal with finances and technology, especially in positions with the word engineer in the title. Make sure you check the number of job openings, though. Being a fashion designer could draw you in with that $30 median wage, but it's only got two spots open in Utah right now. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.